My name is Hera Lindsay Bird, and this is a poem called Pyramid Scheme. The other day I was thinking about the term pyramid scheme and why they call it pyramid scheme and not triangle scheme, and I asked you what you thought. You thought it added a certain gravitas and linked the idea of economic prosperity with some of history's greatest architectural achievements, unconsciously suggesting a silent wealth of gold and heat. A triangle is two-dimensional and therefore a less striking mental image than the idea of a third dimension of financial fraud, which is how many dimensions of financial fraud the term pyramid scheme suggests. But I had to pause for a second at the financial fraud part because it occurred to me I didn't know what pyramid schemes really were. I knew they had something to do with people getting money from nothing, like the person at the top of the pyramid scheme, or more accurately, triangle scheme, acquires a number of investors and takes their money and then pays the first lot of investors with the money from another bunch of investors and so on and so forth, all the way to the bottom of the triangle or pyramid face, which is the kind of stupid thing that happens if you keep your money in a pyramid and not a bank account. Although, if you ask me, banks are the real pyramid schemes after all. Or was love the real pyramid scheme? I can't remember. Maybe it's better to keep your money in a pyramid than a bank, and I should shop around and compare the interest rates on different pyramids. Maybe I should open up a savings pyramid with a whole bunch of trapdoors and malarias to keep the financial anthropologists, I mean bankers, out. My emeralds cooling under the ground like beautiful woman's eyes. I think this was supposed to be a metaphor for something, but I can't remember where I was going with it, and now it's been swept away by the winds of whatever. But knowing me, it was probably love. That great dark blue sex hope that keeps coming true. That cartoon black castle with a single bird flying over it. I don't know where this poem ends, how far below the sand, but it's still early evening and you and I are a little drunk. You answer the phone. You pour me a drink. I know you hate the domestic and poetry, but you should have thought of that before you invited me to move in with you. I used to think arguments were the same as honesty. I used to think screaming was the same as passion. I used to think pain was meaningful. I no longer think pain is meaningful. I never learned anything good from being unhappy. I never learned anything good from being happy either. The way I feel about you has nothing to do with learning. It has nothing to do with anything, but I feel it down in the corners of my sarcophagus. I feel it even in my sleep. When I am not thinking about you, you are still pouring through my blood like fire through an abandoned hospital ward. These coins are getting heavy on my eyes. It has been a great honour and privilege to love you. It has been a great honour and privilege to eat cold pizza on your steps at dawn. Love is so stupid. It's like punching the sun and having a million gold coins rain down on you, which you don't even have to pay tax on because sun money is free money, and I'm pretty sure there are no laws about that. But I would pay tax, because I believe that hospitals and education and art should be publicly funded, even this poem. When I look at you, my eyes are two identical neighbourhood houses on fire. When I look at you, my eyes bulge out of my skull like a dog in a cartoon. When I am with you, an enormous silence descends on me, and I feel like I am sinking into the deepest part of my life. We walk down the street with the grass blowing back and forth. I have never been so happy.